Okay. It is now noon. And...
Yes.
Okay. I'm at... And here is a... This is what's called a photographic lineup instruction sheet. Before I show you any photos, if you would, just read that. And if you have any questions, please ask. If not, we're just going to go ahead and sign where it says signature. Okay. Any questions? Okay. So just for the tape purposes, I'm going to go ahead and read these things out loud too. Just okay, number one, simply because a police officer is showing you a group of photographs, this should not influence your judgment in any way. Number two, the person who committed the crime may or may not be in the group of photographs. Number three, you are in no way obligated to identify anyone. Four, study each photograph carefully before making any comments. Consider that the photographs could be old or new, that hairstyles change, and that persons can alter their identity by growing or shaving facial hair. Okay, so no questions to that.
Nope.
And so basically this is called a six-pack photo lineup.
Okay.
And there will be a series of six photos. Just take a look at them and tell me what you think, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Right now, this one's standing out.
Okay.
Number three.
Three is the person that.
That one's standing out a lot, like the. Because I kept seeing a side profile of him.
Okay.
And his hair did not look this dark. It looked like kind of a little bit lighter, even.
Okay.
But I don't remember seeing any facial hair because I saw. Hood and like mostly like his eyes and his nose and stuff.
Okay.
These two are looking like.
So three and five?
Yeah, three and five are looking similar.
All right, if you had to give a percentage to this one and a percentage to this one out of 100, what would you say?
Well, my gut instinct first started with this one.
Okay. So your first instinct would be three, and your second, if you had to pick a second, would
right,
be five?
Five.
Okay. Okay. All right, can you just real quick one more time take me through, you said you went to sleep about 3:15.
Yeah, I went to bed about 3:15. If I remember, the clock said like 3:15, maybe 3:20, and... I just rolled over.
Okay.
And I heard about four shots. I probably heard more, I don't know, but it scared me to the point where I sat up and then was like, what's going on? Heard a car take off down the street. And then right after that, I got up, I woke up my husband and said there were shots fired, and then I saw, like, police lights in our room, and it made me come out here to see how our friends were, make sure they were okay, and they were explaining to me that they saw a car drive past and a cop car follow it.
Okay, we passed?
Past this window.
Okay, so went up toward the end of the cul-de-sac?
No, he said he saw it drive out.
Okay, out of the cul-de-sac.
Yes.
Okay.
Out of the cul-de-sac, and a cop car follow it. And that's what made us think, okay, everything's done. So we quickly, like, we all, like, decided, let's see what's going on as
a
group.
Who was all outside?
Me, my husband.
What's his name's what? Okay, and then the other gentleman I talked to.
It's
okay, and then
his girlfriend.
Okay, so you you, your husband, and then Nick and Kim. Okay, yes. So you're standing...
So we stood out on our porch real fast to see, like, okay, is everything clear? Because we didn't want to keep opening all the blinds and turning on all the lights and making it, like...
Right.
Because we didn't know what was going on, you know? And so we went to go look out... and then saw cop cars coming back, and we didn't know if it was like just the car and the cop cars or what. So I was like, everybody back inside, like, we don't want to be a part of this. We don't know what's going on, you know, cause you see all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you never know. So, we saw the cop cars come back, and since we saw one, my husband went to go walk outside, and I heard a lady cop or sheriff, tell him everything's okay. We've got the guys, everything's fine. And I was like, what happened? They're like, you know, a car tried to run over a cop, but everything's fine. You can go back in your houses. Everything's okay. So we were like, okay, everything's okay. But then we started to see more sheriffs, like, cars pull up. So we were like, okay, did something else happen? So I was freaked out to go in my backyard. So I just wanted to sit out here and see what's going on, make sure, because we have a lot of neighbors with kids.
Were you in the front room here?
We were in the front
room. Okay, so you'd come back in since
then? We'd come back in. They were all looking out the windows, the back door to see what was going on, because I asked him to check for me. Me are all right here. I went to go walk outside again to make sure neighbors were okay and stuff, and was upset with me and was like, no, don't go back outside. I was like, but please, like, I just want to make sure. Can we just look and make sure? So we both, he started to follow me to the side yard, to the side right here.
Okay, so you're out front in the front yard.
We were right out front, and I was near the corner, like, right before the sidewalk of our property, and I looked up the street and saw all the cops and started to see stuff. He asked me to come back inside. As he did that, I noticed I saw something move, so I look, there's a guy with, like, a dark gray hooded.
Where did you see him at?
I saw him come, like, it's actually, if I remember, I was probably, like, where the end of the blazer is. Do you see that? Like, from that angle, I saw him come from that part of the street. I'm sorry. I can move that if you need to.
Okay. So, was he on the sidewalk? Was he...
There's no. Well, see, how I saw him was, I was turning to my husband to walk back in, but I saw something move, so I turned back around. He was walking off the curb from there, and then walking towards the sidewalk. He walked...
So, he crossed the street.
He crossed the street. So then he started to walk a little bit into our roses and then, like, started to walk on the sidewalk again, but then saw that we were standing out front, and I was like, is that? I don't know who that guy is. And then he started to walk up to us and said, can you imagine? Wow, can you imagine? And I was like, I'm like, who are you? I don't know who you are.
Where are you standing at this time?
We were standing right here. There's, like, a mulched up tree trunk right here.
So right in the middle
right
of your yard?
Right in the middle of our yard.
Okay. And he walked and all the way up to you.
He walked, actually, started to walk where these bushes are, to walk towards them from the sidewalk, but didn't make it all the way to them. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so
like, I could show you if you want me to.
So
he was on the sidewalk. Uh-huh. He started to walk, like, up towards, see where that black hose is?
Yep.
He got to maybe, like, there, but over here. Like, just go diagonally, right? Like,
so
over
right
here.
Here.
And that's so what my husband approached
him.
When
he crossed the street, he stayed on the sidewalk for a bit, and then he
and then started to walk up and was like, hey, like, can you imagine what's going on? Like, and then my husband saw that, and I was like, Robin, I don't know him. I've never seen him before. Where did he come from?
Okay.
And our friends told each other, like, let's get back inside. I heard that. And then my husband approached him and was like, get the fuck off my property. Excuse my language, but that's exactly what he said. And then that's when it created a tension for the two sheriffs that were talking in the street. And they came over, and they shined a light on us, and I told them, I'm all, we don't know who he is. We don't know who that man is.
Did he stay there? He didn't run?
He started to turn around when he saw the sheriffs come over. Okay. Just, like, kind of walk a little quickly, but not fast enough.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe he is just some kid walking home. But then the sheriffs heard both of us say, who are you? You know, get off our property kind of thing. And that's when they were like, hey, wait, stop. Stop, stop. And they maybe asked him three times to stop, and then he finally turned around. And was like, I was just walking home. And we all came inside because we didn't know what he had on him or what was going
on. Right, right.
we came inside, we're standing here, and we heard him tell them, I was just walking home to Ventoux Parkway, or whatever. And I was like, Ventoux's that way. You know what I mean? Even if you're totally right. blitzed, you at least know exactly where you're going. So we heard that. Then we stood at the doorway. My husband just was livid and was, I think, scared too. So he just wanted like them to arrest him. He didn't want to hear them talk. He was just like, just arrest him. I was like, get away from the door. I listened and I heard them ask him why he was here. They asked him where he was going. They asked if he had any license on him. And the whole time they're asking him questions, he was pretty much being combative. Not loud combative, but like ignoring the answers, like kind of like repeating them, you know. So I kind of assumed he was like a drunk kid. But he also seemed like he was in his 20s or something, and I was just like, you know, maybe he is the wrong person, but I don't care. Like, I don't like the fact that somebody at almost 4 in the morning, or 4 in the morning, is, like, walking across our yard like that. So then one of the officers asked him again. He didn't answer, and he must have said something smart-ass and got into the officer's face, because then the officer got in his face and said, you want to know why I'm fucking asking you? Because my partner almost got hit by a car, and I'm pissed right now. And the guy's like, can you let me go, please? And you're in my face. And he's like, because you got in my face. Do you see how it feels? Answer my questions. And we didn't disagree with that, because, you know, if he's going to do that to them, then, yeah, use whatever kind of, you know, force or just empowerment you need to get him to answer. Then the next thing you know, he must have said something, and they just like handcuffed him and put him in the car.
Okay.
And sat there. So.
Can you describe that person to me, like what he was
the guy?
And you know, race, age.
Yeah,
you know?
He was probably 5'7" or a little bit taller, maybe. He was wearing a dark gray or dark black sweatshirt. He had the hood over his head. And it was like, it came to a little bit of a point because it was looked like he just threw it on kind of thing. And he looked like he was trying to keep himself at a low profile because the way he was wearing it was, and he was kind of hunched over walking, but he looked like he was kind of lengthy. Skinny. Jeans. Tennis shoes. He looked like he had a shaved head.
What color tennis shoes do you know? Have any idea?
I want to say white. That's why they stood out to me.
Okay, shaved head?
Yeah, when they took off the hood and when they put him in the car, he had like a, you know, not big to shave, but shaved,
but
like he just
short.
Shaved it and grew it, yeah. And
what
then,
color hair? What?
I want to say when he was in the car,
oh,
I kept
light.
Seeing the side of him, and it was like light, like a light color. And I want to say blonde, because it may have been like a light brown, but it was like definitely a lighter color.
Okay.
And he was white.
White?
Yeah.
And, what, you notice any visible tattoos or anything?
No, he was covered.
Okay.
And
any piercings, any?
He didn't get close enough.
Okay.
He kind of, as soon as he heard my husband get mad, he just like, oh, okay, I'm not going to obviously stay much longer, so.
How do you explain his voice? Was it normal? Was it high-pitched?
Well, here's
an accent?
I want to say it was a little high-pitched. It was funny because my husband kept saying, he's just a kid. I'm like, he's not a kid. He sounds like one, but he's not.
Okay.
He sounded like younger than 20, but he's not. Like, he definitely looked like 20s.
So, in your opinion, like what you mentioned to me earlier, is you thought that he came onto your property not to do anything to you or not to, mm-hmm. you know, do any coming to your house, but just to kind of blend in to
yes.
try to avoid any detection from...
Especially because it was weird. He didn't make any eye contact with us at first. And then I think it was almost as if he got nervous because we noticed him and the cops noticed him, that he was going to act like, oh, well, I'm just talking to my neighbors. But I was like, I know pretty much a lot of what they look like now from being here this long. And I met most of them on Halloween and I know what all of them look like. I've never seen you.
Okay.
You know, and...
Did you hear, while you're out there talking to him, did you hear the sirens? Were the sirens on the whole time? Or were they? Did you
while
remember?
I was talking to him?
Yeah, or like... You know, from the time that you...
Well, that was the other thing that made me suspicious. By the time he started to cross, there were no more sirens, but there were all lights. And there was an SUV, a sheriff's SUV, dark one up there, that had the tailgate open. And they were definitely talking about, like, trying to figure out what was going on, because our friend was even, you know, he was being a nosy butt and was listening in the back. But he definitely, it was definitely, like, right after that one lady cop stopped and told us everything's fine. But it looked like they were looking because they came, because the weirdest thing to me was that if you were in pursuit and you found them, why are you coming back this way? Even, I get that it happened here, but they were coming back as though they were still looking for something. So that's why I, like, even got more suspicious of this guy, because I was like, wait, how did you even, no neighbor is going to come walking down when the scene happened up there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They're going to stay and look through their houses, you know?
And where was it, on your, or near your yard that they actually put him in handcuffs? Was, he on the sidewalk
right,
at that point?
He was on the, they were, that oak tree right there, they stood him right behind it, so we couldn't see him and he couldn't see us, but
you
we could
see him.
All three of them.
Okay.
There were three
sheriffs. He was on the sidewalk right in front of that oak tree.
Yep. And
okay.
The car
which
was
is right
facing,
near your driveway.
Yeah, the car was parked on this side of the curb, but facing the wrong way.
Okay.
The sheriff's truck. Right.
And so, when you first saw him, he was kind of in the shadows and the darkness over
there.
That's
what scared the living.
And he walked out, walked across
the
street, kind of toward you guys.
Yeah, I was like, you came out of nowhere, dude. And our friends were kind of in the house right here. Like, I want to say they were holding the door, the screen open, so that's why when they were telling me, oh no, I saw him on the curb over there, I was like, I don't remember seeing him come from that angle, because I thought it was odd that he was coming from down the street, kind of, you know what I mean, like coming at an angle this way instead of walking straight across.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Anything else that you can think of?
No.
Okay, I appreciate it. Let me end this interview at 12:17.